Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A new book called Inside the Asylum, Why the United Nations is Worse Than You Think, by Jed Babin, tells us about the United Nations policies over the last decade. It's really a chilling indictment of this corrupt and ineffective bureaucracy, and it's peopled with countries that have nothing but hatred for the United States and all it stands for. The author also harshly criticizes the European Union and shows how it has contributed to the UN's current state of affairs. Every chapter of this new book reveals one shocking fact after another. The UN practically gives a free pass to terrorists because it refuses to define terrorism, thereby making action against terrorists much more difficult. The Oil for Food program, which was set up to provide aid to the Iraqi people, actually enabled Saddam Hussein to bribe UN politicians, to oppress the Iraqis, and to steal billions of dollars. The UN allowed its operation to be infiltrated by Iraqi intelligence agents and even failed to ensure that the food and medicine sent to Iraq were fit for use. The United Nations has indulged in endless debates about the invasion of Iraq. The author contends that if America had started the war sooner, we would have saved the lives of many soldiers. The author blames Kofi Annan for many of the UN's problems. He is the most activist, self-serving Secretary General in the history of the organization, having expanded both its influence and his own influence beyond what the UN Charter allows. Under his guidance, the UN has refused to help the United States rebuild Iraq because the UN would not be in control. He has also expanded the UN bureaucracy, mostly with delegates from third world countries, while the United States pays the largest chunk of the salaries. The author's fundamental argument is that the United Nations is more trouble than it's worth to the United States. America should certainly continue to build and maintain alliances, but we should do it on our own terms.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The attacks by the UN on American liberty and sovereignty must not continue. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois 62002, and ask for up-to-date information on the United Nations. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois 62002, or visit our website at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who asks, why do people pay to go up tall buildings and then put money in binoculars to look at things on the ground? Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and I get to do something that I wish we could do on a daily basis, but that is welcome a new affiliate to the Common Sense Network. It is KCRVAM 1370, Caruthersville, Missouri. And Caruthersville, good to have you back as an affiliate on the Common Sense Coalition. Hey, things just happened. I'll tell you, I had some of this information Friday. And we, Jeff, you, and by the way, we have to give Scott credit. He did a great job while you were gone. He helped me a lot. And by the way, those people down in Caruthersville, they help one another, too. That's where I learned to be helpful, was down in southeast Missouri. But anyway, Scott did a tremendous job. I wish I could just afford both of you guys. He came on like gangbusters, and we had just had fun Friday. It was the last day of the year, and New Year's Eve, and I said, "Oh, I don't want to get into this stuff because I didn't want to ruin people's I shouldn't say holiday. I've learned not to say holiday since we've been talking about Christmas and holiday and all that stuff." But I didn't want to ruin their New Year's Eve attitude, so I didn't get involved in this. But the other day, I discussed with you how an individual can be sued even if they work for a federal agency or a state agency, for that matter. And this is a little different lawsuit than what we have ever had before, because this developer, his name is, what is his name? Well, I already forgot his name. It's Irving Okavita, something like that. But he is a developer, and he has over 12 acres that he wants to develop, and he wants to put some high-rise apartment buildings in there, along with a fancy restaurant or two, and it's going to be kind of a nice thing. But the feds won't let him. They say there are some eagles that roost in the pine trees nearby, and this would mess up the eagle's nest. So anyway, he says that ain't the case. He said these Forest Service people are in cahoots with some of the other agency folks around, and they own land in that area. And, hey, this actually falls under the Federal Racketeering Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, and that's RICO. So he's suing these individuals that work for the Forest Service, and then there are a couple of other individuals and somebody that is with the fawn skin friends individually under the RICO Act, okay? There are three Forest Service employees, Gene Zimmerman, Scott Ellison, and Robin Ellison. Now, all three are named in this co-conspirators as co-conspirators, alleging that, along with a principal member of a green group called Friends of Fawnskin, they have attempted to illegally stop a project that was under construction in order to advance their private interest. They have issued false information. Now, that's what the lawsuit says. They have issued false information about the project to other government agencies. They misrepresented their personal opposition as official U.S. Forest Service positions. They plotted and conspired. Now, this is the thing we need to remember, is the fact that they have conspired to do this. That's what the lawsuit says, but that's what allows this to come under the RICO Act, okay? They have plotted and conspired with other people who have a financial interest in the project's demise, improperly shared government information that was not public, and withheld information that my client, in other words, my client here, this is written by the attorney for the person bringing up the lawsuit, that my client was entitled to have under the Freedom of Information Act. On top of these illegal acts, they then attempted to destroy evidence on their government-issued computers. Now, that's what Wayne Rosenbaum says, and he is the lawyer for this individual. He also said that those named in the lawsuit own property nearby. The development and self-interest rather than a legitimate concern for the environment is the heart of their opposition. In other words, they want to get the price of their property up. They're not worried about where the eagle has a place to nest or not. The eagles don't nest in these places. They just roost there, they say. The group allegedly attempt to cut off Marina Point's water supply through a shady land swap and continually misrepresented the issue, false information about the existence of endangered plants, bald eagle habitat, and the like. The suit alleges that the Ellisons provided false information to government agencies to halt the development and to help the Forest Service acquire the land cheaply while also boosting the value of their own property. And they are being sued as individuals. And I said, isn't that great that you can sue these people as individuals? In steps, John Ashcroft. Can you believe this? The government now says that it is going to defend these three Forest Service individuals, that it will, that the government, you and me as taxpayers now, are going to pick up the attorney bill on these three Forest Service employees. Doesn't say anything about the other two that are involved in the lawsuit, but the Forest Service employees, they say, well, we don't have money to fight this. That's the idea. That's the whole idea. But you also, if your peers are going to pay for their attorneys. Now, the California Attorney General's office said Thursday that he has warned. Now, you talk about blackmail. They have warned the developer that if he doesn't drop the racketeering suit, the state will take up the matter with the judge. Can you talk to a judge before a lawsuit takes place? Apparently, the state attorney general office can. He sent a letter to the developer saying that he would seek to enter the case as a friend of the court, and he wants a judge to dismiss it. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Now, talking about this lawsuit with the federal government where this individual is suing individually three Forest Service workers, and as we just mentioned, it's a RICO lawsuit, which has to do with the racketeering laws, because this fellow says, hey, these people have plotted to do all this, and they're doing it for their own good. Well, anyway, Forest Service, let's talk a little bit about the Forest Service. I remember so well when Reagan took office, he was going to cut back on the government, and he was going to eliminate the Department of Education. He was going to reduce the number of employees in the federal government, and I don't remember the exact figures, but it seems to me like, for some reason, 80,000 sticks in my craw, but the number of people within the Department of Agriculture increased dramatically, I should say, during the Reagan administration. And I don't know the exact figures. I did know them at one time, but I've forgotten them. But just to show you how these bureaucracies grow, the Forest Service was created in 1905. Of all things, it was to protect against fire, to assist the people in their use, and to see that the forests are properly used. Well, in 1905, we had 83 forests, national forests in the United States. By 2005, we have 155 national forests and 20 grasslands, all unconstitutional, people. Go back and study your constitution. We've discussed this many times. The government is not supposed to own any land except a 10-mile square area for Washington, D.C., as well as plots of land for army bases and this sort of thing, courthouses, etc. Okay, in 1905, there were 63 million acres of national forest. Today, there's 192 million acres of national forest. In 1905, the Forest Service budget was around $400,000. $400,000. Today, it is $4.1 billion. billion dollars. In 1905, there were 270 employees working for the National Forest Service. Today, there are 37,648 working for the Forest Service. So you can see how these bureaucracies just grow and grow and grow, and they never quit growing, kind of like Pinocchio's nose. Let's stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. I got a real nice email from a lady the other day that said, oh, I had some good things to add to your show. You never give your phone number. Well, I can't give it every 5 minutes. So write it down. It's 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
And we have returned. Well, I just mentioned that the Forest Service was established in the year 1905 with 83 forests in this nation. 100 years later, and it's celebrating its 100th anniversary today, 155 forests in this country. And as the Forest Service was set up, it was to protect the reserves against fire. Now, today, the Forest Service has a different motto. It's not to put out the campfire. It's to let her burn, let her burn, let her burn. And we have tried putting out the fires for so many years that there is a tremendous buildup of what the old-time foresters used to call slash, but it's what's under the trees. It's the dead limbs that fall off of the trees, treetops, and this sort of thing, that there is a wall of fuel or a carpet of fuel under there, and when it gets on fire now, it burns, people. It's not a slow fire. Now, I'll bring this up, and I've mentioned it many times on this show, but it's been several years ago when the fires were raging. But one of my first trips to Colorado in the cattle country, we were riding through the timber, and a fellow that owned the ranch there with me, we were riding on some of this Forest Service land, and our horses were stumbling through this trash on the ground. And he said, oh, it's so aggravating. He said, we used to set this land on fire about once every 10 years. And he said it remained a nice, cool fire. And I kind of laughed. I said, well, what's a cool fire? He says, well, a cool fire. He said, the cattle graze right through it. He said, it doesn't bother them. He says it stays on the ground. It will just burn up these. He said, and we know how to set it. He said, we know when the conditions are right, when it'll stay on the ground. And he said, it'll burn up all this trash on the ground. And then it's gone. It makes the grass better. And he said, one of these days, he said, this stuff is building up so bad that we're going to see this whole country burn up. And he said, it's going to go up in the tops of the trees and it's going to kill the whole forest. Well, that's exactly what happened. And that is exactly what is happening today. Now, my friend in Mount Ida sent me this email this morning. She says, I just got the news that we are in store for a 1,900-acre prescribed burn here. Now, they used to call these controlled burns, but they learned that they can't control them, so they don't call them controlled burns anymore. They're prescribed burns. About 25 miles from me, and she has me in big capital letters here, I see in their news release that their fire lines constructed with hand tools will be used near streams and other areas sensitive to ground disturbance. And by the Greenie standards, which areas aren't sensitive to ground disturbance. Anyway, she says, I don't have a date on the burn yet, but the comment period ends January the 15th. Any help appreciated? If we had a runaway fire near us, we would be trapped. Now, then she has pictures that she has sent me, and I have seen some of these pictures before, but this little rabbit is alive and trying to go, but he is burned badly. I mean, he's about out of hair, and his feet are burned off, not off, totally off, but one of them looks like it might be. And the article that we're quoting here, and this rabbit didn't come with this article, the article says, contrary to popular belief, wildlife doesn't take all that hard a hit from a wildfire. The key is they are both wild. Okay? I guess the wilder the fire, the wilder that rabbit's got to be. Stephen J. Pine is a professor of biology and society program at Arizona State U. And he's written a book called The Cycle of Fire. And he said wildlife adapts to fire. Really? Son of a gun. I can't imagine that. At least that's his contention in a piece entitled How Plants Use Fire. Some wildlife seek to avoid it. Now, you show me some wildlife that doesn't seek to avoid it. Anyway, he goes on. He said, if they burrow, they go underground until the flames pass. If they can fly, they soar away. If they are otherwise mobile, they skirt the fire. The movie Bambi, he says, never really did a lot for the cause of sport hunting and apparently gave the wrong impression of what happens to animals during a fire. He says the common perception of terrified animals as depicted in Bambi is a gross exaggeration. Pine wrote, only very rarely do they become trapped. Unfortunately, it was Bambi and the pleadings of Smokey the Bear to prevent forest fires the whole generations of people remember. Smokey has his moments, but in the large scheme of things, fire is generally considered to be a benefit to the forest ecosystem. Now, here's where I come in with whether it is a cool fire or a hot fire. If they're burning it off every so often, and you know, down in the Ozarks, of which I'm very, very familiar, they burned the leaves every spring. I mean, the kids on there walking to school, dad would give them a box of matches, say on the way home, set the woods on fire. And it supposedly got rid of the ticks. I don't know whether it got rid of the ticks or not. If it did, it didn't do a very good job because we have plenty of ticks. But nevertheless, there's a big difference between a cool fire and a hot fire. But now they've let this thing go so long that when the woods catch on fire or some Forest Service employee sets them on fire, which, by the way, they have done, we know that. In fact, this one lady thought that she would really be making a hit with the company if she set it on fire and put it out. And she set it on fire and didn't get it put out. But anyway, we have music in the background. I'll take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Field here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. This coming Saturday, January the 8th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding the first special bred cow, cow-calf pair and bred heifer and bull sale in the year 2005. Wendell has a nice run of cows consigned to sell this Monday, including an 80-head string of fancy black and black baldy cows weighing from 12 to 1,300 pounds. Now they're 5 to 7 year olds, and they'll start calving in March. Another string of older cows bred to Angus bulls will start calving in March. Now these may be older, but it's a 65-head string, and they're a good set of working cows. Here's a 35-head string of red and red-white-faced cows bred to Angus bulls. They'll start calving in March. And then there's a 25-head offering of black red limousines, and they're crossbred cows bred to black limo bulls. 25-head of fancy Charolais cows bred to Charolais and Angus bulls, and 20 fancy black and black baldy 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds bred to Angus bulls. All these offerings will start calving in March. There are just a few that will be selling at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Saturday, January the 8th.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, there are few problems that can't be solved with high explosives. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Talking about these fires, this professor, Stephen J. Pine, Arizona State, says wildlife adapts to fire. He goes on to say that the common perception of terrified animals, as depicted in Bambi, is a gross exaggeration. He says only very rarely do they become trapped. He points out that some plants and animals actually take advantage of the flames. Well, I like the comment made by our friend in Mount Ida. She says this, regarding the letter by Mr. Dwayne Smith. She says, let me get this straight. Fire is good for the animals. Many of them are fireproof. The ones burned to a crisp, though, they don't count, do they? Sterilizing the earth 8 to 12 inches down is a jolly good idea also. I can just taste those vegetables now that will grow in sterilized soil, that in that sterilized soil deprived of humus. Anyway, we do know that that's what happened in the West when that land built up, trash built up under the trees, it did sterilize the soil down well under the floor of the forest. Anyhow, apparently the government is going to set 1,900 acres on fire down in south central Missouri somewhere one of these days in the near future.
Now, I mentioned this lawsuit a while ago. Everybody is so lawsuit happy. Somebody's got to be suing something all the time. Once in a while, it looks like a good idea. The thing of it is, we're beginning to see the tables turned, just like this gentleman there suing the Forest Service employees on the under the RICO Act. Okay, now here's a little twist to what is happening in our colleges. Remember we had give me his name there, Jeff, the guy that wrote Brainwashed. Can you remember I had him on the air? Shapiro, yes. Shapiro was on the air. He is was a college graduate. He's a college graduate. He graduated last year, and now he is in, I believe it's Harvard Law School. And he talks about and he writes about these very, very liberal professors. Well, anyway, college and university students have now found a way to strike back against liberal instructors who choose to force-feed them with socialist ideas and threaten to fail them if they do not adhere to the particular philosophies of their professors. David Horowitz, a one-time liberal campus activist turned conservative author and talk show host. He has an organization called Students for Academic Freedom. And through his SAF organization, that's Students for Academic Freedom, conservative students are learning they have legal recourse when they feel they are being discriminated against by liberal college instructors. They are now filing lawsuits against instructors for what amounts to brainwashing and intimidation by instructors who threaten to fail students who do not accept their radical philosophies. And you know, we were talking to Ben about that he, and he said, if I remember right, he said he'd never been threatened that they were going to fail him or anything. But anyway, three students at the University of North Carolina filed a lawsuit after being told that incoming freshmen at the University of North Carolina were required to read Approaching the Quran. The early revelations, the book was translated and edited by Michael Sells, a professor of religion at Haverford College. It's hard to pronounce because I want to say Harvard. It's Haverford College. What incoming freshman students objected to is that Approaching the Quran contains the moral codes of Islam. It was required reading for all incoming freshmen to North Carolina University. Three of those new incoming freshmen, one Jew, two Christians, contacted the American Family Association Center for Law and Policy, which filed a lawsuit against the University of North Carolina. The center sought an injunction to halt the required reading that was to take place in the summer before they would be admitted to the college. Included as plaintiffs, in addition to the three students, was one alumni from the college, one taxpayer from the state of North Carolina. The suit alleged that the book advanced Islam as a favored religion and misrepresents the Quran as benign when, in fact, the Quran demands that its faithful adherents kill any infidel who violates its tenets. Further, the suit argued that the mandatory reading of Approaching the Quran by those of faith opposed to the tenets of Islam amounted to forced brainwashing. And by the way, Jeff, tell our listeners how they can get that book on being brainwashed while I'm doing this, and violated the Establishment Clause and Free Exercise Clause of the First and 14th Amendment. Then the article goes on. Had a Bible Belt University adopted a policy that required incoming freshman students to read a book that contains Psalms or Proverbs from the Holy Bible, you can bet that the American Civil Liberties Union would have filed a lawsuit against such a flagrant violation of the separation clause, and they would have denounced the University of North Carolina in the media for promoting a religion. But you see, it's only the Christian religion that bothers the ACLU people. It is only the Christian religion. They can teach at these colleges Gaia, which is earth worship. That's fine. A lot of those professors are greeny weenies, and they like to teach this, and it is done regularly. They can teach Islam, no problem, but don't mention the name of Jesus. If you do, you're going to get sued. Yes, what did you come up there, Jeff?
Brainwashed by Ben Shapiro is available for $22. We'll deliver that to the mailbox for a $22 check, cash, or money order. Send it to Brainwashed, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. You could use the credit card by calling 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
Okay, that goes right along with what we were saying here. Ben has written this book. If I remember right, he wrote it while he was a senior in Berkeley, wasn't it? Isn't that where he went to school, which is about the most liberal school, I guess, in the United States? And anyhow, that's it's a good book. It's well done, and Ben needs all the help he can get. By the way, speaking of books, Mexico has written a comic book. The Mexican government has this comic book out, and they're serious about this. They are printing 1.5 million copies to give to Mexicans that want to cross the U.S. border illegally. Simple as that. The Mexican government has this colorful new comic book with advice for migrants. It's a 32-page book. It's called The Guide for the Mexican Migrant, published by the Mexico's Foreign Ministry. The book offers a lot of good advice, stuff that a good cowboy would know in the first place, such as if you're crossing the river, don't wear thick clothing because it's hard to swim when you're wet. I'm serious about this, ladies and gentlemen. This is in this book. This makes it difficult to swim and float. So says this new book, this colorful brochure, colorful comic book. When crossing the desert, try to walk during times when the heat is not as intense. Migrants should follow power lines or train tracks if they get lost. The book warns migrants that they may have to walk for days to reach towns or roads in the desert, and that they'll not be able to carry enough food or water. Mexican authorities say they're just trying to keep the migrants safe. We're not inviting them to cross, but we're doing everything we can to save their lives. Well, for whatever it's worth, let me give you a little bit more information about what's in this book. Drawings show undocumented immigrants wading into a river, running from the U.S. Border Patrol, and crouching near a hole in a border fence. On other pages, they hike through a desert with rock formations that look like Arizona and are caught by stern-faced border patrol agents. If they showed them like in a Fearless Fosdick comic book with the bullet going through them, that would probably do more good to keep them at home than showing them how to get there. Remember, Fearless Fosdick was a funny guy, old Abner. I remember one time he was going to, someone had poisoned a can of beans. And Fearless Fosdick was on duty there to keep people from dying from those poisoned beans. Well, every time he would see somebody reach for a can of poisoned beans, he'd shoot them. And the holes he put in them were always perfectly round, and you could see daylight right through the other side. Anyway, this guide is intended to give you some practical advice that could be of use if you have made the difficult decision to seek new work opportunities outside your country. We will return. Believe it or not, stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit ArkInstitute.com.
And we have returned. Jeff just reminded me of something, and I didn't see this, but we were talking about this Mexican government is giving out a colorful new comic book with advice for migrants. He says, go and turn the pages over and read the very last paragraph, which I did. And it says here, the Mexican government produces a similar book aimed at Central American immigrants who try to enter Mexico illegally. The book covers much of the same information about legal rights and repeats many of the warnings. It even shows a group of migrants struggling to breathe inside a truck. But that book doesn't give the same kind of safety tips on crossing the border or advise immigrants on how to live peacefully in Mexico. For some reason, there is a mass migration north, is there not? You know, the birds do that in the spring of the year, but then they go back south when winter comes. My little purple martins are gone. My little barn swallows, they're all gone. A lot of little boydies are gone. But the geese stay. They're supposed to go south, aren't they? These rascals don't. I'll bet there was 100 of them on right behind our house all weekend. Well, anyway, so much for that. This new bill on, and it's called, if I remember right, it's called the intelligence bill? I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, it's has to do with this national ID. And the government is just plumb serious about this. When I say government, I'm talking here about the feds. But they are making, this new bill makes it mandatory that all states have a driver's license that has the same information on it in every state. You see, up until now, up until this new bill was passed, each state had its own driver's license, and whatever the state wanted to put on the driver's license, they could put on the driver's license. Well, now this new intelligence bill has passed, and it requires the federal government to work with states over the next 18 months. So we just have about a year and a half to devise a new security standard for all driver's license and identification. Identification cards? Yes. Your driver's license is now going to be your identification card. And for whatever it's worth, it will have your Social Security number on it. You see, many of us, and I'm one that has gotten my Social Security number off my driver's license, but you still have to give your Social Security number to the Department of Transportation people or to the Department of Motor Vehicle, whatever it's called in your state. So they have your Social Security number, whether you like it or not. Now, in New Jersey, they already have this thing up and running. They have 45 motor vehicle offices in New Jersey. And first of all, when you come into the Social Security office, you are under surveillance by a closed-circuit TV and an undercover officer. You don't know which one he is, but he's the one packing heat, okay? Even before you get in line, a state worker checks your passport, birth certificate, or other required documents. New Jersey has spent more than $10 million making their licensing bureau secure. The new law says the federal government must pay for the new security measures for the licenses. The new federal law requires all state-issued licenses to have digital photographs and biometrics, which means fingerprints, eye scans, or something. It's a coming, people.
It's the Derry Brownfield Show. The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed-down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning. Do you and your friends and family understand what these words really mean? Get the video, Not So Smart Growth. Filmmaker Timothy Smith documents how property rights are being destroyed by the plan, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. This is the plan being used to restrict you from making private land use decisions and moving people off the land into sustainable communities. Not So Smart Growth recorded events as they unfolded in South Carolina, but this is the same plan being used all across the country, yes, even where you live. Get the video, Not So Smart Growth, and show it to everyone you know. This will wake people up to what is really going on in America and how serious this issue is. To order Not So Smart Growth, send $17. Check, cash, or money order to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
And we have returned. We're just talking about this bill that has passed, again, by a group of congressmen that never read it. And I shouldn't say congressmen. The senators didn't read it either. But they were told to vote on it. So whatever, you know, you do what you're told when you're in Washington. Most of them do. Ron Paul does not. And he gets elected by... He is so popular in his home state that they can't even get someone else to run against him. But he votes against everything. Now, if the rest of the Congress could see that, wouldn't this be a great world? But anyway, they don't. This new bill has, what it's done, has turned your driver's license into a national identification card. People, it is as simple as that. We're going to have a national ID, and we'll have it within the next 18 months. Now, federal officials are working on this. The effort is known as the Personal Identity Verification Project. That sounds like something coming right out of Washington, doesn't it? It's being managed by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which, by the way, is part of the Commerce Department. President Bush said back last summer, wide variations in the quality and security of forms of identification used to gain access to secure federal and other facilities where there is potential for terrorist attacks need to be eliminated. Bush called for the development of a secure and reliable form of identification so federal workers and contract employees. In other words, you're going to, if you are a federal worker or a contract employee with the feds, you're going to have a different ID than the one we're talking about here in your driver's license. It's going to be a smarter card than your smart card driver's license, okay? The new ID cards that he's talking about must be able to digitally store biometric data such as facial photographs and fingerprint images, bare contact and contactless interfaces, and allow the inscription of data that can be used to electronically verify the user's identity. Such cards will be required for all federal employees, including members of the military, as well as for employees of private organizations and state and local governments who regularly require access to federally controlled. They're talking about 2 million people needing this. But can you see what's coming? Now they have this driver's license. And by the way, this driver's license is going to have the ability to hold all this information. Is this beginning to come together? Can you make sense out of this, ladies and gentlemen? It is a national identification card, is what it all amounts to. And while the one that Bush is talking about here, that he talked about last summer, is for federal employees and people that deal with the federal government, just think about the people that deal with the federal government that are not employees. I don't know whether they're going to be involved, but you may have to get this, have this kind of a card to get food stamps, to get a government subsidy of some kind. I do not know. But the intelligence is there in order to do this. Now, speaking of intelligence, not everybody... Oh, by the way, before I do anything else, I want to again... I'm going to again welcome our new affiliate, KCRV 1370, Crothersville, Missouri. Hey! Good to have you guys on board. Now, there's no one in Crothersville that this next story would fit. But this fellow says he's a medical student currently doing rotation in toxicology at the Poison Center. A woman called in very upset because she caught her little daughter eating ants. He said, I quickly assured her that the ants are not harmful. There would be no need to bring her daughter into the hospital. Well, then she calmed down immediately at the end of the conversation. Oh, she did just happen to mention. She says, well, I did give her some ant poison to eat in order to kill the ants that she'd already swallowed. I told her that she'd better bring her daughter on into the emergency room right away. All right. The hour has slipped away, the very first broadcast for the year 2005, and now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May the heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Happy trails to you.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.